One man, another man, looks like another man.
It's me, Justin Herbert, Mick's favorite quarterback, and Keaton's and Cody's love child. You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit it.
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 7, year 2. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by the man that has everything except someone to love and cheer with. Damn, that was probably mean, but it's true, but I love you. What up, D-Balls?
And what's up, Copes? It's only sad because it's true, but thanks for having me on the pod, man. And, you know, the constant disrespect for the co-host. I love it. You're an asshole, but it's all good, man.
It's one of my spiritual gifts. You know, I love you guys. And I do have to ask, and I know that you were not prepared for this. I know. I apologize ahead of time. But why do people call you D-Balls? Obviously, I know there's a Dustin, another Dustin in the league. Is that a nickname that you have chosen or that was given?
It was given. So the short version of this story is Dre and I used to work with a guy, and he would just say whatever your initial was and then balls. It didn't really work for A-Balls for Andre, but he would say it for everyone, and then it just happened to stick with me. I'm not a huge fan of that nickname at all, but the more I fight it, the more it's going to stick. So it's stuck really
That's
hard.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like I'll be in public and someone will be like, D-Balls, and I'm just like, okay. That's true. And then I have to explain it to anybody, you know. It's like, oh, well, it's a nickname, doesn't really have any origin.
And you have to go through that awkward conversation. I got it now.
Yeah, it's kind of like balls is in your name, you have to explain it. That's or true. You don't, you just own it, you know, lean into it.
Yeah, most of the people understand this. So we had a friend named Ryan Boner in high school, and of course he went to the same college, and I can't remember if it was myself or, I know it was Dustin that ended up saying, so it was Dip, but he was in the computer lab at UNT and goes, "What up, Boner?" And of course everyone looked, and this guy, Ryan kind of owned it. For the most part, I think he tried at one point in his life, he tried to change his last name to Bonner, but of course we weren't going to give him that. But he
did. Once a boner, always a boner.
Exactly. I'm pretty positive he got a Letterman jacket with Boner across the back of it, and he lettered in bowling. Yep.
Oh, God. Just tuck that thing up in the waistband. Good to go.
Exactly. But hey, we're going to keep it moving. Big props right to JC last week and the rest of the guys the previous week. So I just want to say I appreciate each of you guys being on. D-Balls, I'm super excited for you to be on. But since we're a league-friendly podcast, let's talk about everyone's teams. What do we got first?
So first up, we got your Eagles, who were able to, you know, edge out the division rival, beat up on JC's team. You know, I think that the highlight of the week was that 80-yard run by Daniels and then the fall down. You know, Eagles win over the Giants 22-21 barely, but congrats.
Yeah, the chase for the NFC East is a pretty miserable one, to say the least, but a win's a win. I know Dallas ain't seeing many of those. But to keep it moving, your Saints edge out the Panthers. The Panthers actually look pretty decent, and they don't have Christian McCaffrey, but you guys win by 3, 27-24. Not bad. And no Michael Thomas.
So. Yeah, you know, I know. It's week to week, and I think the Saints are kind of the same boat as the Cowboys, where it's like, what are you doing? Like, you're supposed to be good this year, but it's just not looking too hot. But, I mean, that takes us on to a team that is looking really good this year, and that's Bert's Steelers. They stay undefeated. They beat up on the Titans. They made Derrick Henry look like, you know, like a normal running back, not a gigantor. You know, and it seems like they really have their eye on the prize. It seems like Big Ben is really eyeing that Super Bowl, you know, rather than eyeing the underage girls, but we'll leave that for another day.
Sure. I have no idea any of that. I'm just kidding. Just, I know you don't know anything, but JT would always make fun of me for dating younger girls. It's a damn shame.
I kind of remember this being a joke at one point, but yeah.
He also made fun of me for the longest time because when I introduced him to one of my girlfriends, she went to a different school. She played soccer and had an injury, and she was in a boot. And so ever since meeting her, he would call her Peg Leg. And I'm like, bro, she hurt herself playing soccer. It's like, old Peg Leg, where's she at?
Hey. Yeah. I will say, though, man, soccer and volleyball girls always had the best legs, even if one of them's in a boot. Anyway.
Exactly. If one of them's limping. Wait, what? Next up, we got Dips Packers. They whoop up on the Texans. This was not much of a game at all. The Texans look pretty miserable right now. They may be doing a fire sale real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like Aaron Rodgers this year, they say he's on a revenge path, and it's starting to show. But, I mean, next up we have Luis's Colts. You know, we're on. You know, they were on bye this week, but, I mean, who really cares? It's the Colts, so we can carry it on.
It's true. We always like talking about the noodle arm. But the joy that I get to talk about each week, those cowgirls get that ass spanked by the Washington football team. I know, don't get me wrong. Hey, the Eagles lost to the Washington football team, the team that has no name. We gave up a 17-point lead, but the Cowboys, man, they were not even in this game. They looked awful. I want to hear your personal thoughts on this, D-Balls. What do you got?
It's rough, man. I mean, you know, I'm one of those people that gets crap all the time for being a ginger, and I'll go ahead and go out on a limb here and say if I was Andy Dalton, I would also get hope to get taken out of that game. Maybe not in that fashion, but that was rough.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, a good thing that he got hurt. Bad. Then couldn't.
I mean.
Yeah, he couldn't.
It's rough.
Feel bad, like, oh well, I was hurt and by a cheap shot, and yeah, I feel you. It was a pretty ugly and so my new rule, I think I may give them out each week, but if any team's going against the Cowboys, you start every freaking person on offense, man.
Dude,
awful.
Exactly.
Straight trash. Yeah. All right, let's talk about last week. That's week 7, a fantasy recap. What's up on the docket first?
So, yeah, we're reaching that point in the season where, you know, people are starting to give up. But someone that already did kind of give up was D. Even though D was able to edge out Pat this week and, you know, get the win by only 8 points, it's always disheartening. Both teams scored over 150. D just happened to get 159 versus Pat's 151. But, Cody, do you think, like, D even knows that he won? Are you still checking or no?
I hope not, because I play him this week and – I want to say he has a few guys on bye, so I'm hoping he continues that league with that same lineup. But after everyone hearing this, is probably going to make sure they text him, because ain't nobody want me to get a W. But to keep it going, Dre versus JC, another high-scoring game, but this one wasn't close. JC knocks Dre on his ass. Dre, your team looks good, but not good as JC's. 152-133.
And that brings us to probably the upset or the letdown of the week, I'll say. And this is Burt versus Vic. I think 13 of the teams in the league were voting or hoping that Burt would edge this one out, and the other one being Vic. So this is one of the lower scoring games of the week, but Vic did get his first and hopefully only win of the season. You know, that's something that everyone wanted. You know, he knocks Burt down quite a bit. Rank, you know, Burt goes down to ranks, and but he, you know, only pulled out a win by 7 on a low scoring game. So kind of still embarrassing either way. 123 Vic to 116 Burt.
Yeah, come on, Burt. Yeah, have you seen or heard from Burt ever since? Because I personally have not.
I haven't, actually. Now that you say that,
Does anyone know that he's alive? He has not even sent me any commercials or anything at this point. The man is probably gone. So I will be taking this team over and making a few trades to myself. But anyways, next up we got Luis and Keet. Luis stays undefeated, winning 144 to 132. But Luis's team, I'm looking at it right now, most of his team did pretty terrible. Evans only had 5 points. Metcalf only had 6. Keenan Cole and his flex at 2. But, of course, he had Russell Wilson do 35. Freaking Jamal Williams doing 21. And then freaking Robinson, the one that Mick did not trust, gets 31 this week. Thanks, Mick.
Man, I just... Mick is the gift that keeps on giving. I'll just leave it at that. But we can go on to the next one.
Yeah.
Cobes versus JT. Where to start? What an absolute beatdown. Cobes, you beat the shit out of JT, to say it nicely, winning by over 76 points. Yikes. You know, there's a lot of talk about Luis's team, but when you look at it, I think you're kind of hiding right there behind him. I'm really worried about you and Luis this year. You know, top two scoring so far.
I appreciate that. Your team is damn good too, so it's pretty exciting to have you on the podcast for the first time. Hopefully, it won't be the last time. You had the battle of the Dustins. You may no longer be D-balls after this. Dustin Pauly, which most people didn't realize Dip's real name is Dustin at this point, but D-balls, you keep. Dip in the bottom feeders, winning 135 to 126. You have a solid outing, even with Patrick Mahomes scoring 14 points, which, let's be real, that's probably going to be the lowest he scores all year. Kamara being the boss that he is, 22. Gio Bernard, which, let's be real, no one expected him to put up 20-plus points. Tyreek Hill is going to be probably double digits every week.
Let's be real. If you look at the matchup, the only reason I won that game was my freaking Buddha Baker.
Dude, yeah.
And then he didn't even get that touchdown, but that's the only reason I won that game.
Dude, that, tell me how nuts that was with DK freaking chasing that fool down. I've seen so many memes.
Insane.
Yeah. Dude, I'm pissed because the Eagles had a chance to draft him in the second round last year, and we chose two different players. One of them being Miles Sanders. The other one, a wide receiver that has a total of 3 catches in his career.
Yikes.
Yeah, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that can kind of segue into our last one, which was Noah versus Loeb. You know, this is the upset of the week. Loeb gets his second win. I think he feels a little bit of pressure lifted off of him about that, having to get his, you know, booty up in a dress and giving us a glorious music video, as much as I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But
I was expecting those rosy red cheeks and that ass to be clapping as he wore some white sunglasses. Which D-balls, I don't know if you knew this.
He probably keeps them on during, you know, like sexy time. I bet
he makes, which I'm not going to say her name because I have more respect for her. But yeah. I bet he makes his wife wear them so he feels like he's having sex with himself. That's my personal opinion.
You can see the reflection in the goggles. Man, I'm going to keep Santa hat on.
But man, that was week 7, boys. Let's keep this moving.
So let's jump right into the trades of the week. We're not going to let this one go, even though Mick's not involved somehow. We have a trade between JC and JT. JC sends Michael Thomas and Mark Ingram. In return, JT gives him Chase Edmonds. You know, I always struggle with these Cobes, you know, when two people I think are pretty decent at fantasy football trade, because then I have to sit back and wait for everyone in the group me just to jump their bones so I can decide who actually won that trade. But I think, you know, even early on, it's easy to say, but how could you trade Michael freaking Thomas? He knows it. We know it. Best receiver in the league besides, you know, the other 4 receivers that are probably better. But, yeah, we'll see how this trade actually pans out.
Yeah, I'm with you. When anyone trades their keeper, it's one of those, like, what the hell are you doing? Especially for at the time when it did happen, mm-hmm. he was, you know, Chase Edmonds was a backup running back, and don't get me wrong, Drake wasn't doing much, but Mick, obviously, I guess JC saw that Mick had him on his team, so you know something was bad to happen. So maybe JC realized that was going to happen and jumped all over it. But after, you know, obviously Michael Thomas has been hurt and re-injured himself, and then Mark Ingram was hurt before his bye last week, and is, you know, possible to play this week. I kind of want to say JC is looking a little bit better, but it's still Michael Thomas. The dude's going to be a beast. And so,
yeah, but I mean, have you heard that the possibility of Michael Thomas is going to be traded, it would be to the Eagles? Or I know that's wild rumored, probably maybe not true with what they have, you know, cap space, but who knows? I mean,
I would absolutely die if that were to happen, but I absolutely don't think that's going to happen. I would be extremely surprised if the Eagles got a big name wide receiver like that, especially with our cap. We're in cap hell, and I just don't see it. We'd have to trade Alshon Jeffrey, and I don't know if anyone would actually want his contract. It's like $16 million a year, and but Michael Thomas, I would be blown away if he was an Eagle. You would not hear the end of that. But talk about real NFL, not just fantasy. We actually had two trades, both defensive ends. We had Carlos Dunlap of the Cincinnati Bengals traded to the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks got a freaking steal with this one. Carlos Dunlap, I think, has been playing for the Bengals for 10 years. He's been in a Pro Bowler a few times. Obviously the Seahawks defense have been kind of trash, probably, you know, this year and a little bit of last year. I think it'll be a nice upgrade. And then the Cowgirls, their newly acquired Everson Griffin from the Vikings, as a free agent, they've already traded to him to the Lions. I mean, the whole Cowboys defense sucked already. I think it's going to get worse. Maybe it's a little bit of an upgrade for the Lions. What do you think?
You know, I surprised you didn't pick this one up, but I think you're missing one final trade there, man.
Am I? Which one?
You know, yeah. So in other news, basically, and Antonio Brown was traded from the South Florida Correctional Facility to the Bucks in exchange for a broken washing machine. They just wanted him gone. Honestly, anybody takes him, give us anything. So don't forget that one. That one's a big one.
Yeah, I definitely missed that one. I want to say, was he on that one movie with Adam Sandler and Michael Irving, Goldberg? I can't even think of the movie right now, but yeah, you have me rolling right now.
I'm bad with names.
Yeah, you're good. I'm totally forgetting as well, but man.
Oh, are you talking about the one where he like picks up the refrigerator and carries it on his back?
I think so. Yeah.
Or is that something else?
It's when Adam Sandler is like the quarterback, not the water boy, but I can't even think what it's called. But I want to say the
replacement. No, that's a different movie.
I'm sure everyone listening to this is saying it out loud. I should probably look it up, but I don't give it.
It wasn't the longest yard.
There it is. Attaboy.
Yeah, that's what it was. I got popcorn on my fingers.
I should have made that popcorn. Maybe that's what Andy Dalton is saying right now. Too soon?
Lobe here with your Lobe Ultra of the Week. It's brought to you by twitch.tv/LobeDub. Come be my friend. All right, guys, it looks like we had the player of the week from last week. It's got to go to Tyler Lockett. He had 53.45 points. What a baller. I mean, him and Russ were on another level. So, and then we're going to go with the not-so-coach of the week. It's got to go to my boy Pat. If he would have played Malcolm Brown instead of Devontae Freeman, he would have won instead of losing to D-Raw. D-Raw, hey, keep it up, buddy. You're doing great. And then we're going to go to the fact of the week. Berto is dead. He is missing after that loss to the one and only troll himself, Victor Lugo. Berto, rest in peace, brother. And the Lobadobe of the week, it's going to go to Jared McKinnon. That guy's going to ball out this week. You don't want to be on the lobe of the week, but Jared McKinnon, going to ball out. Anyways, guys, hey, have another great week. Love doing this. Peace out.
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
This is D-Balls, and I use this every single time when I'm getting ready, about to go out on a Tinder date. You know, like, I got to keep the balls fresh, so I always use this.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh. Ow.
Ooh, that sounded like it hurt real nice. Hey, let's talk about some injuries. Some notable injuries. All right, the Washington football team loses Landon Collins. It looks like it's going to be for the year with an Achilles injury. Javion Clowney exited third quarter with a knee injury. Looks like he's going to be out. Dips old. Deontay Johnson hurt again, limping off the field in the fourth quarter. The Cowgirls may be losing another quarterback this week. Andy Dalton gets concussed by a dirty hit helmet. That was unfortunate, but they weren't looking real nice. Pat loses OBJ for the entire year because Baker Mayfield knows how to throw them interceptions. Man, hopefully JC, since now he has OBJ, hopefully he'll do well. Russell Gage kind of got hurt, but he came back. He looks fine. Yeah, D.D. Westbrook got carted off, RIP. It looked bad, and more than likely he may be out. N'Keal Harry got hurt, didn't return. Phillip Lindsay suffered concussion, got lots of injuries. Jeff Wilson was taken to the locker room with a, looked like an ankle injury. Debo Samuel got a hamstring injury. And people were falling left and right. It was sad. But probably the two most notable ones were Seahawks running back Chris Carson leaving Sunday night football's game. It was a freaking close one. So to see your starting running back leave kind of was tough, and they ended up losing the game. And then same game, Kenyon Drake goes down with an ankle injury. Do look like he got hurt pretty bad. Also was crying, so you know that fool gone.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
All right, next up, we got the waiver wire pickups, the top five monies spent. Who do we got up first?
So first up, we have, Keith. He basically spent $25 last week on a San Francisco running back, drops him, spends another $61 on a new San Francisco running back, that being Tevin Coleman, which is still on IR, something maybe he knows, we don't know. Not sure what's going on with Keith's team this year anyway, but you know, he'll probably end up dropping him and try to pick up another backup running back next week with all of his fab. So we'll see.
Hey, you got to spend money if you got money. Next up, we got JC, which JC's in QB hell, losing Dak, and then picking up, I think he has Gardner Minshew as well, which is pretty rough. And so what does he do? He spends $66 on Mr. Baker Mayfield.
I'm not a Baker fan at all, but we'll see how that pans out. You know, we could use a quarterback. So next one up, that would be, Pat lost. You know, he's in a kind of a shitty spot, if you get what I'm saying. He lost OBJ for the year and, you know, goes out and tries to replace him with Scotty Miller for $81, but probably not a bad move. But Scotty Miller is white, and as you can tell, white wide receivers usually don't do as well in the league besides a few, like one at Thielen. But other than that, we'll see how that pans out for Pat.
You don't forget about Cole Beasley. He's a solid Cole World. Yeah, we. I'll never forget Cole.
How's he doing?
Yeah, we played Pee Wee sports in high school sports against them,
mm-hmm.
Which the guys give me crap for.
He's anyways. Quarterback though, right?
He played quarterback, yeah, and then he went to SMU, and they switched him to wide receiver, and then he's making a few dollars in the NFL now. Not bad. Next up we have Dip's back was about to go out from carrying that huge fab budget, but he spends $85 on Wayne Gallman. Yep, you heard that right. $85 on Wayne Gallman. This is now the third running back for the Giants, which, let's be real, the Giants offense with JC can attest to this. It's complete dog shit.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up Wayne Gallman as a wild shot a while back. I don't even think he made a full week, and he's back on waivers. But one of the things is, you know, Dip's back must really be hurting him. And Noah didn't give him enough Advil and water, I guess, because Dip turned around and spent more money on another running back, spending $92 on DJ Dallas. You know, like, I guess he's hopeful Hyde's out this week, or I don't know what Dip's doing over there, because there's a good chance he's going to look real dumb spending that much money on him. But we'll see how that pans out. Could be a genius. I mean, what do I know? I spent, you know, over half my fab on a wide receiver that put up 2.8 last week. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're not sitting at the bottom feeders. So that's something different.
Yeah, true.
A little bit different.
Wow, what a great song, what a great song. So guys, I want to welcome you to a new segment that I want to start. I've been trying to give Cody some contests since he's been working so hard, so I thought I would start this little 5-minute talk show where I would get last week's high performer in the league a call and do a little interview with him. See what he has to say, you know. How cool is it to ball out in a game like that? So I pulled some strings, you know, I got some contacts by now. I'm pretty settled in here in America. I feel like I can become the new Trump. Yeah, that's not unrealistic. Move on from that real quick. Let's get back to real life. So I pulled some string and I managed to get Tyler Lockett's number. So I think we should go ahead and give him a call real quick to see what he think about last week's amazing game. Hold on.
What's going on?
Yo, it's Lockett. Yo, Tyler, my boy, it's your favorite Danish prince. I know you don't even know who I am, but I got this number from my boy, Zeke. Yeah, he plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, you know who he is. I don't have to say more about that. So I just wanted to say 200 fucking yards, 200 fucking yards, 15 receptions and 3 touchdowns. And don't even get me started on those 9 return yards. How do you feel about your own performance this week, sir? Yo, Patrick, I know who you are. Well, you know, we came into the game pretty strong. Me and Wilson, Russell, I call him Rush. That's a little in between you and me, you know what I'm saying? But we came into this game pretty strong, you know. We decided that we would go ahead and just dominate. Of course, we didn't expect to lose the game, but, you know, it's not a secret that all us wide receivers, you know, at least the superstars, we like to look out for ourselves. So, of course, it was just amazing, you know, just go out there, ball out 200 yards. I know every fantasy owner freaking loved me. I've been getting so much freaking praise. It's amazing. But yeah, it was very good. Thank you for asking, man. Well, Dyla, you know, I just want to take, I want our listeners to understand what goes through your head, you know, like what are you thinking when you decide to go for these balls? Like just looking at this first catch, one hand catch, what do you think? Like, what do you think in that moment when that happened? Yeah, that was a pretty fucking fun play, by the way. So I line up with Patrick Peterson, right? We all know he's a superstar. So you know it's going to be tight covers, right? So I look Russell in the eye and say, boo-boo, boo-boo. And he knows what that means. Obviously, I can't say that here, but he knows what that means. So I just decide to go straight down the line. And he does what Russell does, you know? He just throws that fucking dime. I just put my hand out. Literally, I couldn't even see the ball. I'm not even joking, man. I couldn't even see the freaking ball. I just put my hand out and I caught the ball. And it was perfect coverage by Patrick Peterson, but, well, sorry as cornerbacks, you know what I'm saying? So, fun play, but it's just nothing to do when Rush throw the ball right there. I can totally see that, Tyler. I can totally see that. So, take us to your second play here, like your second catch. What's going on there? What's happening here? Oh, yeah, see, this right here is what we call a perfect fancy play. This is where the PPR really counts, because we had 1-10, and me and Russ Rush, we know our fantasy lovers, they're loving us this year, and we love all this freaking preaching that we're getting on Twitter. I'm not going to lie to you about that at all. But we decide to, you know, it's 1st and 10, who cares? He's just going to roll out, I'm just going to roll out to the side, he's just going to dump the ball off, give him 1 point, he gets 1 completion, adds to his completion percentage, and I'm just going to step out of bounds, not even get a yard, but hey, I got 1 point, he got a completion, you know what I'm saying? Yes, of course. I mean, I do know that that would be nice if I owned you in fantasy, but I do not, so... you know what, Tyler? I appreciate you... You giving some inside thoughts in these plays. We're running out of time. I promised that I would cut this at around 5 minutes, and we're already running over. So I just want to say thank you, you know, and God bless, my friend. All right, everyone. That was the tiny little segment. I think I'm going to keep it at 5.5 minutes. I hope you enjoy it. If not, you know what? I don't have to make any calls in the future. Guys, thank you for making me a part of this league. I love y'all.
All right, next up, we got the power rankings. We're going to talk about the top people, the people in the playoffs, to the middle people, to everyone's favorite, the bottom feeders, a.k.a. the WAP, WAP, WAP. I'll hit up on the top, and then I'll let you hit everything in between and the bottom. First up, again, 7 straight wins. Luis killing it. His team looks pretty damn good. JC jumps up 1 spot to 2nd place. Noah jumps down a spot to 3rd. I'm in 4th. You're in 5th. Keaton jumps up to 6th. So if the playoffs started there, that'd be the top 6.
Yeah, but, you know, we're only on week 7. It's still any one of these guys in the middle's game and still our game to actually lose. So let's look at number 7. You know, Birdo basically stayed the same, even though he took that loss. And then, you know, next up is Pat, who I'm surprised is down here in the middle area. I thought he started off real strong. And then in 9th place, we have Andre, who, again, stays in the same spot. You know, with D's win this week, he moves up to spot number 10. And then, you know, I guess by the grace of God, for Mick, he moves up 2 spots into spot 11. getting further and further away from that dream. So that brings us to the bottom three. People have only won one game. It's rough down here. They're losing. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel, it's getting capped off like the ring back in the day. They're not looking good. First one up, we got Dip. It's unfortunate coming off his victory season that he's looking so bad. Maybe he's still on vacation from last season, got his feet kicked up because he's just not looking good this year. Next up, we have what looks like Vic. It's hard to tell because he does a stupid thing with his name, but ultimately Vic moves up a spot with last week's win. Not looking too bad with a one-week win, but we'll see if he can possibly pull out a single other win the rest of the season. And this is probably one of the biggest surprises for me is JT in last, spot number 14. I always think JT does well, but these last few years he's been distracted, and we'll see if he can turn it around, but I don't have high hopes or playoff hope for any of these guys at the bottom.
Yeah, neither do I. I know Vic's been hit by injuries. Dip has been hit by injuries. JT, I got nothing for except respect, because I think you'd beat me up in real life. But fantasy, not so much. But yeah, these guys look straight dog shit, and I'm intrigued of who's going to be making a music video that we're all very, very excited to see. We'll keep it moving. Let's talk about High Point. Oh, what were you about to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, let me ask you one question. You have to make a bet for last place at this point in the season. Who are you picking as going to be dead last end of season?
If I had to choose today who would be last place, I would go... I'm going to go JT.
I know it's kind of... really?
Yeah. I really... like, my heart wants to say Vic. I think everyone, all 13 of us outside of Vic himself, would choose Vic. But just looking at the two teams, obviously we'll find out a little bit more after this week when they play each other. But yeah, JT's team just hasn't looked good. He is, I want to say, the lowest scoring team with 829 points.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have many injuries on his team. And so... that's my personal thought, and so we may see a big, muscly, black dude whopping.
Oh, man. From Meg the Stallion to JC the Stallion.
JT the Stallion, yeah. Or the freaking hoss, yeah. I would say he's more of a bull, so... this will be very intriguing.
JT the Bull.
Yeah, maybe he can get his new wife to video it for us. But let's keep this bad boy rolling. Let's talk about High Point. What do we got? All right.
Yeah, you know, I got to give it to you, Cody. Pulled off your second High Point of this season with 174 points. If I do recall, I think last season you were the first time that we broke 200 points, or only the second time. But, you know, congrats to you, man. You got 25 more bucks headed your way. I think we all know where you're going to spend the money. We all know that you're kind of a closet degenerate gambler, that you probably already sent that 25 bucks over to Vegas and you're betting all of it on the Eagles this week over Dallas. So maybe that 25 will turn into more, depending on the spread, but congrats, man.
Yeah. Before I even received it, it was gone. It was that quick. I do have money on the Eagles this week, to cover. I should just outright win it, but I'm gonna get the bigger payout, hopefully, by the Eagles covering. But we got to talk about the low point. Noah went from High Point last week straight to low point, from first to worst, within a week, with a whole whopping 97 points, taking that fat L. His team looked rough, but I think he'll rebound this week.
Yeah, so looking at it from the week, I know we touched on that you got your second High Point. That leaves you and I as the have won 50 bucks this year so far in High Point. We'll see how that looks end of season. And then we have, you know, three teams that have won 25 bucks so far, being Luis, Noah, and Pat. And then we have 9 broke bitches that have $0 for high point. You know, like, I know everyone can't win, but some of you guys should really step it up. I mean, Mick and Vic, no real hopes there. So some of you guys still have hope before end of the season at high point.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I absolutely think some of these people should have some money, but it looks like some people are going to go home with not a damn thing.
Okay. Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I may have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
This is D-Balls, and I fully endorse this message. I don't know what I would do in my life if I didn't have it. It means a lot to me, and I'm standing behind it. Again, this is D-Balls.
All right, next up, everyone's favorite, who you got. First up, we got Bert versus Luis in the...
Luis's revenge game against Bert for stealing Justine Tom. So this one for me, it's hard not to go with the easy Luis here. Looking at his team, I think Dalvin Cook bounces back this week after having a week off and, you know, gives him yet another win.
Wow. I know Bert is rolling in his grave because no one's seen the man in a while. I want to say Berto with all my heart, but his team looks pretty roughed up to say the least. But, man, Luis's team looks roughed up, too, with Dalvin Cook coming back. He should be back this week. Aaron Jones was banged up last week, and he should be back. Yeah, I got Luis, too, by 10. Who do we got next?
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, so up next we have Keith versus Noah.
In the Battle of the Curly Hair Fox.
You gotta love that one.
Oh, man. So, for me, yeah, I mean, I just have this picture of Noah's juke curl burned into my brain. But, you know, let's get back to the match. So, for this one, for me, I'm gonna go with Noah. I think Noah and Cam both bounced back after the loss they had last week, and I'm gonna go ahead and go with Noah. I think his team's pretty solid.
Man, I'm gonna go on the opposite end of that. I have Keaton winning this one. I think Carson Wentz on Sunday Night Football against some Cowgirls puts up some big points. Also, this Cam just hasn't looked that great, and he's going against Buffalo, pretty tough matchup there. And then Amari Cooper against Philly. I was talking to you before about this, but I think Amari Cooper scores less than 7 points this week and has a pretty rough game. But, I mean, his team looks pretty solid, but I got Keaton in this one. All right, next up we got JC. Hey. Oh, what's up?
Nope, you're good.
Okay, my fault. Okay, next up, the third game, we got JC versus D-Balls in the...
Remember 2017. It's time for payback. So for me on this one, I think Kamara is going to yet again bring some more karma for JC. It's a weird pun on the name that didn't really play out that well. But, yeah, I'm gonna definitely go with myself on this one. JC has a ton of players on bye at a minimum. So, yeah, I think I'll pull through this week.
Yeah.
What about
you? Yeah. JC has LaMichael Perine in his starting lineup right now, which a lot of people are like, who? He's going against Kansas City, so he may be getting some garbage points, but your team looks hella solid. Pat Mahomes going against the Jets. He should put up, I'm assuming, a minimum of 28 points. We'll see if Gio Bernard is going to actually get some playing time. I personally think oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank right now, but the guy.
What's his name? Mixon?
Yeah, Mixon. Thank you. Mixon will be back personally, but you have Kamara. That's going to be Kamara. And then obviously Tyreek Hill is going against the Jets as well. Just the combination with Pat Mahomes is going to be killer. I think Claypool is going to have a solid game as well with those three wide receivers for the Steelers against Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think it'll be close, but yeah, I got you in this one.
I've heard when I listen to some of the fantasy analysts, you always play anybody on the Chiefs, but you also always play anybody playing the Jets. So I love that matchup. But then again, you have JC starting someone on the Jets, which brave. I mean, no way I'd say it, but that's the nice way to put it. But you know, I think JC going into it understands that this is his bye week. You know, I think he's kind of writing it down as a loss. But let's get on to the next matchup. Next one we have up is the Loeb versus Dre matchup of the week in the
Shrek versus Donkey Bowl.
Yep. Sorry, I have to get it together. So for this one, I'm looking at their teams and it is they're both garbage. But I mean, I do want to give Dre the benefit of the doubt. He usually pulls through, so I'm gonna pick Dre this week. I think that Aaron Rodgers has been on fire. I do think Joe Mixon will be coming back, so that kind of hurts me with Gianard Bernard, but can't talk anymore. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Dre for the week. I think it's gonna be close. I think it's gonna be really close, probably the closest this week. But I think Dre.
Yeah, I think this is actually gonna be a pretty solid game as well. I am gonna go against you on this again. I think this is probably the most against matchups. I got Mick in this one. For whatever reason, I think Mick's gonna make a few moves, and if he doesn't continue to trade, that is, and I think he's gonna end up taking a win somehow this week, and I think Justin Herbert's gonna help carry him. I think that was a solid pickup for him. I know he's been a decent change for him, but I think Mick's team looks a lot more solid than it did before.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll keep it rolling. We got JT versus Vic in the
Battle of the Boys Who Love Dim White Women. So for me, like, taking a look at this one, hopefully that wasn't a microaggression, but we try to keep it PC here on the pod. For me on this one, again, it's another one of those, is it going to be a high score? Probably not. So, I mean, looking at the teams, I'm going to go with, you know, obviously blame it on coronavirus or blame it on COVID, but, you know, more so I guess I got to specify is JT. I want to pick JT this week. I just hope that he can pull something out, but it's hard with his players not looking too great this year anyway. It's like looking at his team, it's hard to find a single player that you want to pick and say he's going to have a good game. You know, surprisingly, Teddy Bridgewater's had a pretty good season so far, better than I think most expected. But I don't, you know, his supporting cast just isn't there. I don't see Mike Davis having those games he had, you know. I think that the other defenses are figuring out how to counter him. So he's no McCaffrey. I'm going to go with JT even though.
Yeah, I think McCaffrey possibly might be back this week as well. So I'm with you.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a chance, but it's supposedly a long shot, but I think it's McCaffrey. I think he's a different breed, personally. But, looking at the game, I'm also going with JT on this one. Nobody wants to pick Vic, especially with him choosing to be someone he's not. Every time he switches the damn name, it's confusing because they even have the same record. But I'm just going to put my hope and trust that JT gets this win.
On to our next matchup, which is Pat versus Dip in the
Last Year's Champ versus Last Year's Last Place.
I mean, it's looking like both of them are in the running for last place this year, but, you know, I will give it to Dip. He's on that 6-game losing streak. He's keeping it together. I didn't even realize it, you know, like feel bad after last week, but I think he's going to bounce back this week. I'm going to go with Dip. I think that, you know, his team, and again, I think hopefully Carson bounces back, but, you know, I'll just go on a limb here and say that, I think Dip pulls this out slightly. What about you?
Oh, how the turntables. Sorry, that was a Michael Scott reference if you didn't catch that. I am going with, both these teams look pretty rough. As of right now, Pat is starting Scotty Miller and Rashad Higgins, which is, let's be real, not the greatest matchups or, you know, players.
No.
But Dip is currently hopefully praying for Chris Carson to play, but it's pretty unlikely. I personally don't think he's going to play this week, but we'll see. So I'm going to lean and I'm going to go Pat on this one. I think Pat ends up going to a 5-3 and Dip starts really panicking and going to 1-7.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to pick that, but yeah, I agree. It's between these two, it's hard to pick. So it is.
All right, last but not least, we got myself and D in the...
The OG's battle of the founding members. For me, I mean, I think this is one of the easiest ones to pick this week, Cobes. I think, you know, I'm going to go with you on this. Half of Team's D is on bye. And I think that even with your supporting cast of, you know, questionable running backs, you got Lockett, you got, what's his name? I think that you have, like, some of the best receiving core of anybody, especially concentrated between your top ones. So I'm going to go with you this week. I think you're going to knock it out. I wouldn't be surprised if you have, another high point. So wouldn't be surprised at all.
I appreciate that. Yeah, D's going to be starting the old rookie, Tua Tagovailoa. Pretty sure I butchered that, but I think D's team looks pretty good. I never choose myself each week. I'm sure people have picked that up, but I'm going to go D on this one. I think if you look at my team, I have by far the hardest matchups. Everyone, I got Lamar Jackson against Pittsburgh, tough matchup. Lockett against San Fran, which is, I'm hoping Sherman's not on Lockett. Ridley against the Panthers, which surprisingly the Panthers have actually been one of the top pass defenses. Indy is the worst, or actually the best against tight ends. And CD Lamb, I currently have.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then CD Lamb against Philly right now. Philly just pretty good. Against the pass, but we'll see. So I got D on this one. Wow, Mick, thank you for delivering the mailbag this week. All right, first question we got. This one comes from our favorite Jew himself, Noah. He asks, will Kirk Cousins die from COVID-related complications or just straight stupidity?
You know, it's kind of where do you draw the line? Because, you know, Kirk Cousins is the one that says, if I die, I die. So does that count as COVID complications or him just being stupid? I think both, but let's go with stupidity.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for a little bit of both. I'm sure most Vikings fans are hoping that as well, just because they look god-awful. And I don't think the Vikings are going to be good anytime soon. That defense used to be elite and is straight garbage now.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. But on to our next question, let's take a look at this one. Wow, interesting. How would you kill yourself if you gave the one winless team in the league their first W, asking for a friend, obviously.
Man, this our league actually can relate a little bit to this. It actually happened this week. I would probably put my penis in a wood chipper first, just so I could feel the pain, and then I would hang myself as I watch my penis completely get chopped away.
That's rough. That's pain before you go. I think I would take the easier route, just fill a bathtub full of water, cut at the insides of my feet, stand over the drain, and let it suck all the blood out of my body pretty quickly so I can just fall asleep. But, I mean, either way, you give the one win, to the win in the team, kind of need to consider your other life choices as well that led to this. So, yeah.
Okay. I feel like you've thought about that before. Anyways, we're going to keep it moving.
Maybe.
The next one comes from all the way from Denmark, and he asks, "Dear Mr. Podcaster / Future Watcher," which I don't understand the Future Watcher, "will the Cowboys ever win a title as long as I'm a fan?"
Man, it's tough because all preseason we kept hearing about what they were going to do, but they're still not, showing up. But I do think Pat, being a diehard fan, he'll be a fan for life, so that gives him another 50 years. I'll go with we'll see what they can do, but it may take all 50.
Yeah, Danish Prince, I'm going to say there is a chance, and even as an Eagles fan, I waited 28 years of my life to have this chance, and I cried. Ain't gonna lie. A lot of Cowboys fans have been crying for the past a lot of years because you guys have sucked. You've been good for moments, and then you've sucked for moments and haven't seen a Super Bowl. Been present for a Super Bowl since 95, so pull out those VHS tapes. But I would say the earliest the Cowboys could win a Super Bowl would be in the 2030s. Yep, you heard that right.
I mean, that's full turnover. Let's hope that they can draft as well as they did a few years ago, getting Zeke and Dak. There's a lot of argument against that. But anyway, let's move on to our next question. We like to keep it light and airy here, not too serious. So let's go with a little bit easier question. Who has watched the most porn in the league?
Man, I've thought about this before. Who would it be? I think it's a slam dunk. I'm going to go with Birdo. The way that we've heard
A
certain woman talk to him, and the times I've seen him get slapped before by a deaf girl, and the times I've seen him do a hair flip in numerous mall windows, or the CC's bathroom. I just feel like he watches a lot. I'm talking about 2 to 3 hours a day.
Yeah, I could see that. But you know what? I think that he is probably so desensitized, and his dick probably is just so beat up. Talking about, wood chippers. I think that Birdo probably just goes to YouTube and types in the weirdest things, and that's, Shrek is Love kind of stuff he beats off to. As far as who I think, watches the most porn, I'm going to go with someone that is probably single. I'm actually going to go with myself. And one of the reasons I think that is I remember sharing my Brazzers login with Dre back in the day when I had it for free, but I don't have it currently. If anyone's going to DM me, don't ask. Anyway, so we can move on to the next question. Now that
you're on the budget now. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
The next question, another light one. It says, if you could get a foot job from anyone in high school, who would it be?
Man, well, obviously my high school is different than y'all's, but I had and still have a huge crush on this one girl. Her dad was actually the catcher for the Rangers, Gino Petrolli, if you Americanize that name back from the Nolan Ryan days. But anyway, that's who I would pick, but your answer is probably a little bit better because you guys went to high school together. Who would you go with, Cubs?
I'm going to do a weird one, but also probably the right choice. I'm going to go with Mick. I just feel like he would be really good with his feet. I feel like he keeps him well groomed.
Passionate person.
And let's be honest. In high school, I'm pretty sure he would have done anything for anyone, and I think he would have done this to me.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think I don't think it's just high school, man. I think
he possibly would do it right now.
Wednesday night.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Oh, man. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It at least makes open about his kinks. You know, damn well there's some other people in our group that have them, but don't talk about it. Let's keep it moving along. And I think Pat really wants to hammer home these Cowboys questions. So let's get back to actual football. So Pat asks, do you think the Cowboys players should have stood up, in quotes, for Dalton after that hit, or not responded like they did to prevent any sort of flag or ejections? What do you think?
I don't blame Dalton for leaving the game, even if he wasn't concussed, because they were getting that ass whooped, and Cowboys look like straight garbage. But I think this just says the Cowboys players just don't care. I think there is a locker room disconnection, and which is great news for the Eagles. But then again, for the last like 3 years, there's someone been saying there's always something about the Eagles not having the same good locker room. And so it's kind of nice to have the Cowboys in that situation. So I'm going to say, should they have stood up for Dalton? Absolutely. You guys were already going to lose the game. A flag or being injected wasn't going to do much. You guys are going to be terrible the rest of the year, period.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think that, you know, it means a lot more from camaraderie standpoint. They, you know, probably should have, you know, rushed the field, just taken that dude and just ripped him limb to limb. But whatever. To each their own.
Yeah, we'll keep it moving, though. This one comes also from Pat. It says, if I was a true prince, would you see me differently?
No, because I already think you are a prince. And, you know, nothing changes, bro. You could be a millionaire. You could be a bum. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'm just going to read it again. It says, if I was a true prince, would you see me differently? I would say yes. I would have respect for you. All right, moving on. Next question. I'm just kidding. Pat, I love you.
Oh, man. All right, so back to the curious about porn. Who watches the filthiest porn that they would be ashamed if it came out? So this is more so if it came out. Interesting.
Out of everybody, gosh,
I feel like this is kind of an easy one. It's like the easy answer is just to pick Birdo. We all know.
Well, I don't think, yeah, like, yeah, I feel like Birdo is already there. Everyone, that's like the layup answer. I'm gonna go Victor. I just feel like Victor has some weird kinks that he won't tell us that involve Dirk Nowitzki. And he has like a huge obsession with J-Lo. And so I would say the combination of the two somehow, some way, Victor has seen something very similar to that.
So definitely Brazilian transsexual porn. Anyway, so who would I say? Let's see. I'm going to go with, you know, someone else besides Birdo, but I think I'll go with, I'm going to go with Noah. I know that's kind of a weird pick, but he's so well put together and just like so, you know what I mean? Like he's so on top of like his image that he has to have some degeneracy, like American Psycho shit going on where he's going to have some weird fetishes. But, you know, we won't judge you. It's all good.
Yeah, I feel like Noah would be the guy that would pay a prostitute and then ask for his money back because he's so cheap. Wait, what? All right.
He'd be like, he's like, I pay for hour, but I only need 5 minutes. Come on, make me a deal.
Exactly. I feel like in Grand Theft Auto, when you have a sex with a prostitute, he would kill them and then make sure he'd get his money back. That's That's who I feel like he is. But
I thought that's what everyone did.
That's exactly what everyone did. I feel like he would do that in real life.
That'd be a bad deal.
Exactly, exactly. All right, next question, which is probably my favorite question of all of them. It says, who would you put money on in a fight, Vic or Loeb?
This is tough, man. Because, like, I feel like if you really pissed Mick off, he would just have that rage and he would just go off. But, you know, golly, I've doubted Vic before in the race we won't speak of, but I'm going to go Mick, man. I think he sees red, he turns into a bull, he loses shit and just, you know, probably roundhouse somebody. But, yeah, I'll go Mick.
See, I thought about this for... Gosh, ever since someone sent this in, and I was like, man, this would be, like, I know Victor would say, oh, I would win so easily, blah, blah. I think both of them at the same time are so ADHD that they would both forget about them fighting and then get confused. Mick has the longer reach.
Mid-fight. Just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, what? You have Adderall? Yeah. But I would probably go Vic, even though Vic and I fought in high school, which I usually won that one. I just say we have this happen and see what happens. That's just my personal opinion, but we'll keep it going. It says, who is the best athlete in the group? This is a very intriguing question. Who you got?
Yeah, when I think about this, I think of, like, our flag days back in the day and who was just top-notch, and that one usually was either JC or Dre. But then I think of, like, well-rounded, and I think of, like, who's the most active and actually focuses on this. But I'm going to actually pick D. D goes through phases where I see him, you know, and he's, you know, getting ready for a race, and it's just unbelievable. I think he cares about his health a lot, so I think barring some injury, maybe his knees – I think D's probably, you know, one of the most athletic in our group, kind of on the down low.
Dude, I almost started laughing.
What about you?
I almost started laughing when you said JC or Dre. Man, if you knew both of them in high school, they were so extremely athletic. I think JC was a football manager, and I'm not sure if Dre played sports. And so I would easily be down to Darius or JT. JT can't shoot a basketball to save his life, let alone catch a football. But the man can tackle, that's for sure. D, I grew up knowing D. He'd always been an athlete in soccer and football, ultimate frisbee, obviously, and he's just super active, and him and Jing. So I would say I would go with D. Feel pretty solid about that.
Yeah, I think it's a solid pick. But so let's get on to our final few questions. Looking at this one, it's hard to read and with a straight face, but oh well, here we go. So, Cove, have you ever stuck it in the pooper before? Now, I'm going to assume that this means you sticking it in the pooper, not in your pooper. If we need clarification, we'll have next week on the pod, but go for it.
Gosh. I have not. I can't get past that. The poop hole just ain't, it ain't for me, dog. Definitely
not your thing.
Definitely hit it from the back, but poop hole, no. I just have a fear of having, just can't do it, won't do it, nope.
Not, I feel you, man. I feel like either people are super into it or they're not. I just happen to be at the other end of it. I have several times. It is what it is. But anyway, so I'll go on to the next question. Let's just knock these few out. They're kind of odd, but.
Let's just do the last question.
Oh God, this last one's tough. Yeah, let's just skip to this one because this one I've thought a lot about. Have you ever stuck your dick in between your legs and made it look like a pussy?
I think
we all know who asked that.
Yeah. Super mature guys. but I don't think you're a man if you haven't done this. So yes, yes, I have.
Yeah, I think every guy at some point has like questioned that, but I think that Cuerto just has this question. Picture of like a pussy in his mind.
Yeah, I don't know about question, but just to play around after, especially after seeing the movie. Waiting with, I want to say, Dane Cook.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's exactly what I thought about. And I think after seeing that, almost every guy started doing this to each other.
The GOAT. So, I mean, that wraps up our questions, though. Yep. A lot of weird ones, a lot of serious ones around the Cowboys. But, like, we all know each other a little bit better now.
Exactly.
Probably not a good way, but it is what it
not
is.
Not in a good way. That's pretty accurate. All right, D-Balls, I just want to say thank you, dude. I'm super excited that we even got you on, because obviously this is, I'm going to say you're about fifth, sixth year with the league, if I'm correct. Maybe less. I'm not even sure. I know you've been damn
it's
good.
It's fourth or fifth, right?
Fourth or fifth? Okay. Yeah, you've been damn good. You've been pretty consistent being in the top, and so it's pretty awesome to get you on the pod. I know this is only the second year of doing it, but excited to get new people on. You were awesome, dude.
Thanks, man. You know, I had a really good time. You know, I feel like we could sit here and talk forever about this shit, but I mean I've really enjoyed it, man. It's been a lot of fun. I think that this thing is still growing and evolving, and, you know, I enjoy it every week from listening in. So when my agent told me that you had reached out to set up me coming on the pod, I didn't hesitate to say, yeah, book it. So appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I wish I was rich to have a manager, but I got a kid. Can't afford that.
You own the podcast. all the ad revenue goes to you, man.
Exactly. Somehow people pay for a mic, which, again, I appreciate. But as always, boys, we'll see you next week. Tune in, log in. Let's do this. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 8. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by the man that has a deformed pinky, but also a deformed penis. That's right. What up, Noah?
Thank you for your call. We appreciate your business and the opportunity to assist you.
Oh, this is Noah.
Oh, hey. Do you have time to be on the pod?
Hold on one sec. Let me look at my calendar real quick.
Oh.
I got about an hour of free time before my next Zoom call, but let's go ahead and knock this out. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm very glad you missed the intro to that.
Well, actually, my executive assistant told me what you said. So, one, thanks for having me on the pod, and hope you're recovering well from that Pinewood Derby loss those many years ago. I know that really puts a beating on that anus of yours. But for the record, I just want to clarify that circumcisions are performed on around 60% or more of males in the U.S., so I am in the majority, probably along with most of the guys here, except for Patrick. He's the one that has the deformed thing, being from Denmark and everything. I just want to get that cleared up before we get going, but I'm excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are the medical professional, so I'll just take your word on it. Tell your dad I said hi, and you fucking ruined my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see him, I say, hey, Jeff, guess what?
Classic Jeff. Ruining kids, and if you've seen that commercial about Boy Scouts, Boy Scout leaders have touched little kids. I was one of those kids. Jeff was one of those leaders. Anyways, we're going to keep moving on.
Patrick on that, if anyone else listening, that is not true.
That's not true. It happened one time, but it's irrelevant. Okay, just playing again. Hey, I just want to do a big props to D-Balls last week. You did a phenomenal job. Really, really enjoyed you having Having you on the pod this week, Noah, I'm super stoked to have you on. But since we're a league-friendly pod, we're going to get right into everyone's favorite team. Who do we got first?
All right, so we got your little flying birds, the Eagles, that beat the little Cowgirls 23-9. God, was it ugly. You know, I was hoping for a little bit of a more exciting game, but honestly, I didn't watch it. Everyone knows it was past my bedtime getting into the weekday. And prime time, Sunday night, if I remember correctly, just the days, these last couple 48 hours or so, I've just been running together, but it was bad.
Yeah, it was an ugly-ass game, to say the least. Like I said before, no NFC East team deserves to be in the playoffs, but somehow the Eagles are going to end up getting the playoffs and probably losing very quickly. But maybe we can get healthy. We'll never know, but we'll keep it moving. D-ball Saints edge out the Bears in OT. You went to OT with the Bears. Like, ooh, they have a pretty decent defense, but man, the Saints just don't look right without Michael Thomas. They win 26-23.
Mm-hmm. I will have to concur with that statement. And then looking over at our favorite Postmaster General, his team, Bert Steelers, stay undefeated and are going 8-0 against the Ravens this coming week. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or was it this week or is it already
done? They played them last week. That's right.
There it is.
I honestly thought the Ravens were actually going to pull that one out. But unfortunately, Big Ben and the Steelers continue their run and are officially 8-0. Dips Packers look good in the first half, and that's about it. Still don't have their running back, but one team does. And the Vikings had Dalvin Cook. Man, the guy absolutely took over the game. Freaking wrecked absolute shop. Put the team on his back, though. The Pack lose 28-22.
Yeah, I hope Aaron Rodgers got a little bit more of that discount double check, some other insurance policies for that major loss. Luis's Colts, they look pretty good against the Lions, winning 41-21. That old PC of ours is sitting happy with the Colts win, being 8-0 in our league, something I don't think any of us saw with our historical data of Luis in this league. But, man, Colts 8-0, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Luis, but you know, Colt's doing well.
They're both doing well. Luis doing a lot better. Luis, yeah, he's been the biggest surprise. Seeing his team after the draft, I thought he'd be a top three, and did not think he'd be 8-0 at this point, but his team is damn solid. And I'm not looking forward. I haven't played him yet, so I also feel like I'll get a loss. All right. You can be the first. Most of his guys have already passed by, which sucks, but part of it. And last but not least, we got JC's Giants. They lost pretty bad, but it was actually a pretty close game. They actually stayed in the game, but let's be real, they should not have been this good against the Bucks, but they win or lose 25-23. But on to next week, I guess.
Yep, Daniel Jones didn't look as confused as he normally does, but throughout the game there were moments of just that face where it's like, yep. I don't think he really knows where he's at or what he's doing, but somehow he managed to keep it close like that.
Yep, he's got that Eli dumb face going on real nice. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 8. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by the man that has a deformed pinky, but also a deformed penis. That's right. What up, Noah?
Thank you for your call. We appreciate your business and the opportunity to assist you.
Oh, this is Noah.
Oh, hey. Do you have time to be on the pod?
Before my next Zoom call, but let's go ahead and knock this out. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm very glad you missed the intro to that.
Well, actually, my executive assistant told me what you said, so one, thanks for having me on the pod, and hope you're recovering well from that Pinewood Derby loss those many years ago. I know that really puts a beating on that anus of yours. But for the record, I just want to clarify, that circumcisions are performed on around 60% or more of males in the U.S., so I am in the majority, probably along with most of the guys here, except for Patrick. He's the one that has the deformed thing, being from Denmark and everything. I just wanted to get that cleared up before we get going, but I'm excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are the medical professional, so I'll just take your word on it. Tell your dad I said hi, and you fucking ruined my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see him, I say, hey, Jeff, guess what?
Classic Jeff. Ruining kids, and if you've seen that commercial about Boy Scouts, Boy Scout leaders have touched little kids. I was one of those kids. Jeff was one of those leaders. Anyways, we're going to keep moving on.
Trick on that. If anyone else listening, that is not true.
That's not true. It happened one time, but it's irrelevant. Okay, just playing again. Hey, I just want to do a big props to D-Balls last week. You did a phenomenal job. Really, really enjoyed you having you on the pod this week. Noah, I'm super stoked to have you on. But since we're a league-friendly pod, we're going to get right into everyone's favorite team. Who do we got first?
All right, so we got your little flying birds, the Eagles, that beat the little Cowgirls 23-9. God, was it ugly. You know, I was hoping for a little bit of a more exciting game, but honestly, I didn't watch it. Everyone knows it was past my bedtime getting into the weekday. And prime time, Sunday night, if I remember correctly, just the days, these last couple 48 hours or so, have just been running together, but ugh, it was bad.
Yeah, it was an ugly-ass game, to say the least. Like I said before, no NFC East team deserves to be in the playoffs, but somehow the Eagles are going to end up getting the playoffs and probably losing very quickly. But maybe we can get healthy. We'll never know, but we'll keep it moving. D-Ball Saints edge out the Bears in OT. You went to OT with the Bears. Like, ooh, they have a pretty decent defense, but, man, the Saints just don't look right without Michael Thomas. They win 26-23.
Mm-hmm. I will have to concur with that statement. And then looking over at our favorite Postmaster General, his team, Burt Steelers, stay undefeated and are going 8-0 against the Ravens this coming week. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or was it this week or was it already
done? They played them last week. That's right.
That is.
I honestly thought the Ravens were actually going to pull that one out. But unfortunately, Big Ben and the Steelers continue their run and are officially 8-0. Dips Packers look good in the first half, and that's about it. Still don't have their running back, but one team does. And the Vikings had Dalvin Cook. Man, the guy absolutely took over the game. Freaking wrecked absolute shop. Put the team on his back, though. The Pack lose 28-22.
Yeah, I hope Aaron Rodgers got a little bit more of that discount double check and some other insurance policies for that major loss. Luis's Colts, they look pretty good against the Lions, winning 41-21. That old PC of ours is sitting happy with the Colts win, being 8-0 in our league, something I don't think any of us saw with our historical data of Luis in this league. But, man, Colts 8-0, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Not Colt Luis, but, you know, Colt's doing well.
They're both doing well. Luis doing a lot better. Luis, yeah, he's been the biggest surprise. Seeing his team after the draft, I thought he'd be a top three and did not think he'd be 8-0 at this point, but his team is damn solid. And I'm not looking forward. I haven't played him yet, so I also feel like I'll get a loss.
I got him this week, so, yeah.
All right. You can be the first. Most of his guys have already passed by, which sucks, but part of it. And last but not least, we got JC's Giants. They lost pretty bad, but it was actually a pretty close game. They actually stayed in the game, but let's be real, they should not have been this good against the Bucks, but they win or lose 25-23. But on to next week, I guess.
Yep, Daniel Jones didn't look as confused as he normally does, but throughout the game there were moments of just that face where it's like, yep. I don't think he really knows where he's at or what he's doing, but somehow he managed to keep it close like that.
Yep, he's got that Eli dumb face going on real nice. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 8. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by the man that has a deformed pinky, but also a deformed penis. That's right. What up, Noah?
And the opportunity to assist you.
Oh, this is Noah.
Oh, hey, do you have time to be on the pod?
Hold on one sec. Let me look at my calendar real quick.
Oh.
I got about an hour of free time before my next Zoom call, but let's go ahead and knock this out. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm very glad you missed the intro to that.
My executive assistant told me what you said, so one, thanks for having me on the pod, and hope you're recovering well from that Pinewood Derby loss those many years ago. I know that really puts a beating on that anus of yours. But for the record, I just want to clarify that circumcisions are performed on around 60% or more of males in the U.S., so I am in the majority, probably along with most of the guys here, except for Patrick. He's the one that has the deformed thing, being from Denmark and everything. I just wanted to get that cleared up before we get going, but I'm excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are the medical professional, so I'll just take your word on it. Tell your dad I said hi, and you fucking ruined my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see him, I say, hey, Jeff, guess what?
Classic Jeff. Ruining kids, and if you've seen that commercial about Boy Scouts, Boy Scout leaders have touched little kids. I was one of those kids. Jeff was one of those leaders. Anyways, we're going to keep moving on.
Patrick on that, if anyone else listening, that is not true.
That's not true. It happened one time, but it's irrelevant. Okay, just playing again. Hey, I just want to do a big props to D-Balls last week. You did a phenomenal job. Really, really enjoyed you having you on the pod this week, Noah. I'm super stoked to have you on. But since we're a league friendly pod, we're gonna get right into everyone's favorite team. Who do we got first?
All right, so we got your little flying birds, the Eagles, that beat the little cowgirls 23-9. God, was it ugly. You know, I was hoping for a little bit of a more exciting game, but honestly, I didn't watch it. Everyone knows it was past my bedtime getting into the weekday. And prime time, Sunday night, if I remember correctly, just the days, these last couple 48 hours or so, have just been running together. But, it was bad.
Yeah, it was an ugly-ass game, to say the least. Like I said before, no NFC East team deserves to be in the playoffs, but somehow the Eagles are going to end up getting the playoffs and probably losing very quickly. But maybe we can get healthy. We'll never know. But we'll keep it moving. D-Ball Saints edge out the Bears in OT. You went to OT with the Bears. Like, ooh, they have a pretty decent defense. But, man, the Saints just don't look right without Michael Thomas. They win 26-23.
Mm-hmm. I will have to concur with that statement. And then looking over at our favorite Postmaster General, his team, Bert Steelers, stay undefeated and are going 8-0 against the Ravens this coming week. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or was it this week or is it already
done? They played them last week. That's right. There it is. I honestly thought the Ravens were actually going to pull that one out. But unfortunately, Big Ben and the Steelers continue their run and are officially 8-0. Dips Packers look good in the first half, and that's about it. Still don't have their running back, but one team does, and the Vikings had Dalvin Cook. Man, the guy absolutely took over the game, freaking wrecked absolute shop, put the team on his back, though. The Pack lose 28-22.
Yeah, I hope Aaron Rodgers got a little bit more of that discount double check and some other insurance policies for that major loss. Luis's Colts, they look pretty good against the Lions, winning 41-21. That old PhD of ours is sitting happy with the Colts win, being 8-0 in our league, something I don't think any of us saw with our historical data of Luis in this league. But, man, Colts 8-0. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Not Colt Luis, but you know, Colt's doing well.
They're both doing well. Luis doing a lot better. Luis, yeah, he's been the biggest surprise. Seeing his team after the draft, I thought he'd be a top three, and did not think he'd be 8-0 at this point, but his team is damn solid. And I'm not looking forward. I haven't played him yet, so I also feel like I'll get a loss.
I got him this week, so yeah.
All right. You can be the first. Most of his guys have already passed by, which sucks, but part of it. And last but not least, we got JC's Giants. They lost pretty bad, but it was actually a pretty close game. They actually stayed in the game, but let's be real, they should not have been this good against the Bucks, but they win or lose 25-23. But on to next week, I guess.
Yep, Daniel Jones didn't look as confused as he normally does, but throughout the game there were moments of just that face where it's like, yep. I don't think he really knows where he's at or what he's doing, but somehow he managed to keep it close like that.
Yep, he's got that Eli dumb face going on real nice.